This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says Mexico must stop illegal migrants from crossing the border. If not, his administration will begin imposing a 5% tariff on all goods from Mexico starting June 10th. On Twitter, Mr. Trump says until the illegal migration problem is remedied, the tariff will continue to rise starting July 1st and rising as high as 25% by October 1st. He says the tariffs will be removed once there is a resolution. Mexico's Deputy Foreign Minister for North America says it would be disastrous if Trump goes through with his threat to impose tariffs. Meanwhile, the U.S. Border Patrol says over 1,000 migrants were found crossing the border as a group this week. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection calls it the largest group of migrants caught illegally crossing the southern border. The agency says more than 1,000 migrants crossed the border around 4 a.m. Wednesday near El Paso, Texas, and it happened quickly. Authorities say the entire group crossed in about 5 minutes. President Donald Trump shared a video on Twitter showing the migrants going underneath a chain link fence. They were later picked up by Border Patrol agents. I'm Mike Gracia.
The United States is calling the Chinese government's violent suppression of a peaceful demonstration in and around Tiananmen Square 30 years ago a full-on massacre. State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas.
House Speaker.
We shouldn't forget that this was a full-on massacre of peaceful protesters that occurred. We remember the tragic loss of innocent lives, and as we do every year, and we will again this year, express our deep sorrow to the families who are still grieving.
Human rights groups believe several hundred to several thousand people were killed when tanks rolled through Tiananmen Square to squelch the demonstrations. From Washington, this is VOA News. The animosity between President Trump and opposition Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues today. The House Speaker says she's well aware many Americans want to impeach President Trump, but she's opting for a more measured approach. AP's Matt Small reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still isn't ready to impeach President Trump. While outside groups, plus many fellow Democrats, say it's time, Pelosi continues to promise the House will methodically pursue its investigations of Trump wherever they lead.
He knows what his violations have been.
Telling ABC's Jimmy Kimmel.
We're on a path to gain information. The public deserves to know the truth.
Yes.
The facts.
For his part, the president says impeachment is a dirty, filthy, disgusting word, adding the courts would never allow it. Matt Small, Washington.
Opponents of a census question on U.S. citizenship are alleging that a longtime Republican expert on redistricting sought its inclusion to give an electoral edge to Republicans. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
A court filing by the ACLU and other opponents of the citizenship question told a New York court, new evidence reveals that Dr. Thomas Hofeller played a significant role in orchestrating the addition of the question to the 2020 census. Hofeller died last year, and lawyers are quoting his documents that say the question would give an electoral advantage for Republicans and non-Hispanic whites.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Eight contestants are sharing the Scripps National Spelling Bee Championship. It's the first eight-way tie in the 94-year history of the competition. AP's entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel explains the outcome of what was a letter-perfect night.
Usually at the end of the National Spelling Bee, the winner is seen holding the trophy over his or her head. This year, the money shot was of all eight winners with their hands on the big prize. Bee officials determined that they just might run out of words before the final field of eight could be whittled down to a champion, so they decided that all eight would become co-champions if they were to finish three more rounds. The co-winners closed out the bee by spelling 47 straight words without a miss. They will not have to split the spoils. Each gets a winner's share of $50,000 and a trophy to call their very own. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Singer Leon Redbone, famous for performing folk songs, obscure ragtime tunes, and old-time American music, has died after several years of poor health. No details of his death are available, and even his age is in question. Redbone was always coy and mysterious about his origins and background. He was believed to have been 69, but his website said he was 127 when he departed our world with his guitar, his truest companion Rover, and a simple tip of his hat. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.